Precious Father in heaven, I come and bend the knee to asking a special request. And it's that you speak and I be quiet. That your word may be felt and fall in a fertile ground in our hearts, and that we may treasure that, and your word may protect us all the way into heaven. Lord, bless this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Apostle Paul, in the letter to the Philippians, he says something very profound. And this is his word. He says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ, whose being in the form of God, started not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." That's the goal today, that we get the mind of Jesus Christ. There is no other mind that can go to heaven. You know that? It got to be his. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. But I'm going to tell you in the words of Moses. In Genesis 11, 1 to 6, he tells this story. "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, 'Go to, let us make brick, and burn them thoroughly.' And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, 'Go to, let us build as a city and tower, whose top may be reached into heaven, and let us make us a name. Lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth.' And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And the Lord said, 'Behold, the people is one. And they have all one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do.'" So they have one mind. They all have one purpose. They were going to do one thing. So, and God wasn't happy with them. But this is the illustration of having one mind on the wrong way. Now, this is the carnal mind. Apostle Paul says to the Romans in the chapter 7, verse 25 in his book, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." Isn't it the same fight that we fight every day? Oh, I want to do something, but I have an urge to do contrary. And that's especially in the area of temperance. We have acquired tastes that are not natural. And so we had this fight. Let's see, what is one mind? In Romans 15, verse 6 says, "That ye may be with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." So whatever is in our mind is what we speak. That's how we know what is in the mind of everyone, as we hear what they say. But he recommend that we may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. In other words, you had come today here to give glory to God, isn't it? Amen? Yeah. Okay, so we have to be all in one mind and in one mouth. United. And we're going to see how we can have the same mind. Because a church that fights, the members fight within themselves, they don't have one mind. They are two minds. So let's see on the letter of Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. What should we have one mind on? Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. What kind of conversation should we have? As it becomes the gospel of Jesus Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one, what? In one spirit. The word spirit and the one mind are synonyms in the Bible. One mind, one spirit. Now, the word spirit not only means one mind, it also means the Holy Spirit. It also means the mind of God. It also means the nature of angels. It can be the nature of Satan. He is a spirit. So we need to read the context. When we read the Bible, we have to read around and see what is it talking about. So it says that ye stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So one spirit, striving in one mind is the same. For what should we strive? For the faith of the gospel. What is the faith of the gospel? In Revelation 14, 12 it says, here is the passion of the saints. Here are they that have, that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. The faith only comes from Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So, it's his faith. So, it's a gift. We have to receive it. We have to ask for it. Now, in Philippians 2:2 says, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being in one accord of one mind. Not only we had the agreement, one mind, on the faith of Jesus and what we say, but we had to have the mind in love, the love of Jesus. So you and I should have the same love, isn't it? We need to love our fellow men the same way. Maybe we manifest it differently, but had to be the love of Jesus. Now, if we're going to have one mind, what are the components of the mind? The mind has different things. What are they? 1 Peter 3, verse 8 to 11. Finally, be ye all of how many minds? One mind, having compassion one to another, love as brethren. So we have to have compassion, which is a product of love. Be pitiful, be courteous, not curious, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise blessing. Knowing that ye are therefore daring to call, that ye should inherit a blessing, for he that will love life, what kind of life? Eternal life. He that love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good, let him seek peace and ensue it. So, now we know if you had the mind of Christ, and I had the mind of Christ, we love, we are pitiful, we are curious, we don't render evil for evil, we don't revenge, we don't do railing for railing. Instead, we bless. we bless those who offend us, who hurt us. Somebody spit at you, somebody cut in front of you in the traffic, you bless them. Bless them. Yes. And if you don't feel blessing, said, you, Lord, bless them. If you're not going to bless them, ask the Lord to bless them. Christ-like. And how do we know we have the mind of Jesus and we have all the mind? It's because they refrain thy tongue from evil. You know if somebody has the mind of Christ by the way they speak. What comes of the mind is what is in. Out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaketh. Absolutely. Eschew evil, do good, seek peace, and ensue it. So, if there is somebody that is not for peace in the church, doesn't have the mind of Jesus Christ. That's simple. The wicked also have one mind. We already mentioned that, but I'm going to mention a text in Revelation 17:13. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. One mind into evil. 2 Colossians 13:11. Finally, brethren, this is Paul saying goodbye to the Corinthians. Yes, giving the last word, says, finally, brethren, farewell, be perfect. Is there any wrong on being perfect? How can we be perfect? In other words, be like Jesus Christ. Can we be like Jesus? Yes. It's the same as being perfect. Because not on yourself, it's because the perfectness of Jesus Christ is covering me. It's covering you. He covered your imperfection. But make sure your sins are confessed and forgiven. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. If we are not living in peace, you think that the God of peace and love is with us? No. He cannot dwell only where there is His peace. Now, what is to have the same mind? Let's see about the dynamics of having one-mindedness. Romans 12:16. Of the same mind, be of the same mind one toward another. What is to be of the same mind one to another? Have the thoughts and feeling of Jesus that will direct us in how we relate to any other one. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low stature. So, we are not going to discriminate anybody. We are going to condescend to people of less education or less upbringing. Be not wise in your own conceits. Oh, when we have the mind of Christ, are we going to have our own thinkings? I will say, yeah, we think, but are we going to be opinionated? We're going to have the opinion of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Let's see. Speak the same thing. 1 Corinthians 1:10. I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Is that important when he says, I beseech you? Yes. He's compelling, I compel you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment or the same understanding. If we have difference of understanding, we should go in our knees to Jesus Christ and ask Him to give us the same mind to everyone. And Philippians 4:2 says, I beseech you, Euodias, and beseech Syntyche, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And Philippians 3:16 says, nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk with the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. What is the same rule? We have to believe altogether in the Ten Commandments. We have to believe in Thou says the Lord. And we have to agree on that. Now, of course, if we're going to have the same mind, it has to be the mind of Jesus Christ. Let's see what the book Job says in the book 23, verse 13. Talking about God, he says, but he is one mind. And who can turn him? And what his soul desire, even that he doeth. So God is of one mind. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are of how many minds? One mind and character. Listen, it doesn't say personality. They are three persons. Three with three personalities, but they have one mind. You are of your own personality. We are here probably 50 personalities, but one mind, the mind of Jesus Christ. And in John 12:49 says, I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a command what I should say and what I should speak. You think that Jesus had the same mind of the Father? Yes, because how do we know we are of the same mind? According to what you speak and what I speak. In John 3:34 says, for he whom God has sent speaketh the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Oh, who in the Godhead come and help us to speak the same mind? The Holy Spirit. Is the Holy Spirit... did God anoint Jesus with the Holy Spirit? Yes. Absolutely. That's how he got the mind of his Father. Remember, he was on the human flesh, and he needed to be educated. As a child, he has to be educated at the feet of his mother and at the feet of God. And so God the Father sent in the Holy Spirit for him to be full of him. And educated by the Holy Spirit as a child and as an adult. And empowered to succeed. It wasn't for the Holy Spirit. He couldn't go through the garden of the trial of the Garden of Gethsemane and the cross. Now, being like-minded. See, if we had the mind of Jesus Christ, we are like-minded altogether. And Philippians 2:2 says, fulfill ye my joy, that be ye like-minded, having the same what? Same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Anytime that we have difficulties among our brethren, we should go on our knees and say, Lord, we don't have the same mind. Please give me the mind of Jesus Christ, which is the mind of God. And you know what? You think that God will answer that prayer? Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And 1 Peter, and the book of Peter, the first book, chapter 4, verse 1 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. So if Jesus suffered in the flesh, meaning that he suffered in your flesh and my flesh, we are no different than what we suffer in the flesh. Arm yourself likewise with the same mind. What kind of mind did Jesus arm himself with? For he that had suffered in the flesh had ceased from sin. So he had the mind of God, and it's the same mind that he says that we need to have. And if we had the mind of Christ, what happens with our simple habits? They cease. Simple. So how do we know we have the mind of Christ? when temptation comes, when all habits has stopped, you used to use, you indulge your body with drugs, with different entertainments, and they stop, you know that you have ceased from sin and you have the mind of Christ. Now, would you like to have the mind of Jesus Christ? Well, let's see what it's all about. You want to say something, sister? Yes, you have to ask blessing for somebody that do you wrong. Because you put coals of fires upon his head. And if you have an enemy and I have somebody against us, and we pray, Lord, I pray for that person's salvation. Please do everything possible. Exhaust all the treasures in heaven for in their behalf and save him. Do you think the Lord is going to do that? Yes. And do you think that going to heaven or saving somebody is without pain? Oh, that person is going to suffer because you're praying. So you, in a way, you bless them, but they suffer for what they did to you. but you are asking in their behalf, in their salvation. You're not asking for them to suffer. But salvation is not easy. In the flesh. Thank you. So, it says here, the mind of Christ. This is, pay attention to this. And if we don't have one of these things that are in the mind of Christ, we're going to give it that to Jesus today. Would you? Yes, we're going to give it. Okay, this is Philippians 2, verse 2 to 8. Fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own thing, but every man also on the things of others. So if we want to be like-minded, we're going to esteem our fellow man better than us. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. Do you think this is important, what is followed? Yes. It says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. How many of you have been born servants? How many of you have been born slaves? Not today, not here. They are slaves in this world, like in the Muslim countries, they have slaves today. Human slaves. It's slavery. Let's see what Jesus says. And he says, upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found as a fashion as a man, he was found in a fashion of a God, as a human being, like you and me. And had that clear, because there are some teachings that say that Jesus was above us, that he was God. And that's why we cannot do the obedience that he did. It's completely false. It says, in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto what? Unto death. Even the death of the cross. How many of us are willing to die for Jesus today? Raise your hand. By the grace of God. Now, we have to be careful, because there was one disciple that says, Lord, I can even go on and die for you. And what did he do? How many times? And why did he deny Jesus when he was sincere? What? He didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit. He didn't have the power because remember Jesus called him and said, wait here and pray. Did Peter pray?
No.
He fell asleep. How is the church today?
Asleep.
Is he praying? They are not praying, but you are praying. You are praying. And that will carry you through. And if you had to give the life for Jesus, you will give it. Because you pray. You didn't do the mistake of Peter. That's the only reason. And let me finish. Yeah, let me continue. And so, we had to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ had the mind of God the Father. In Exodus 34, verse 6 to 8, it says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed. You know, Moses asked Jesus, please show me thy glory. That's in the previous chapter. Show me the glory. And Jesus put Moses on the cliff of the rock. And he told him, you won't see me because no man can see me and live. But I'm going to put my hand on the rock. And I passed by, and Moses saw only the back of God, Jesus. But while Jesus was passing, he made this declaration, the most beautiful declaration. It says, and the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God. And listen to this. When he says, the Lord God is Jehovah Elohim. The name of God and the plurality in Elohim. So all three takes a mention of Jehovah. And it says, forgiving iniquity. What a beautiful thing. The first thing is the guarantee that he will forgive iniquity. And when Jesus was teaching us how to pray, he also says, forgive others. How does it go? I'm just paraphrasing now, but it says that we should forgive others as we are forgiven. So, first thing God mentioned in his character and his declaration is that he forgives iniquity. Isn't it beautiful? It's the very first thing that he demands from us. Oh, we did miss the line. Okay. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Thank you. Merciful and gracious. God is mercy. It's what he is. Merciful and gracious. He is grace. So merciful and gracious is synonym. They cannot be separated. And abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty. Oh, it means that we shouldn't forgive? What it means is that God doesn't compromise with sin. No compromise. So, we shouldn't compromise with sin. It says, by will no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshipped. Wow, what an outstanding scene. It was so awesome that Moses couldn't do other but prostrate and worship. What a revelation. Now in 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Don't we want to be one with God? So we become one mind. It's the word spirit means one mind. Now, there is a definition of one spirit. Philippians 1:27. It says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. What should be our conversation about? What about secular things? Movies, sports, politics? No. Everything has to be under the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. This is our duty, striving for the faith of our gospel. And it says, one mind is the same as one spirit. This is the definition of one spirit. It means one mind. Now, the same word spirit means the Holy Spirit. And what is his role in all this? 1 Corinthians 12:13. For by one spirit are we all baptized into one body. Who does the job for us to become one with God? The Holy Spirit. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, it doesn't matter. There is no discrimination. Whether ye be bond or free, and have been all made to drink unto one spirit. So, the spirit is also symbolized with a drink. Genesis 41:38. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the spirit of God is? Who is Pharaoh talking about? Joseph. Joseph had the spirit of God, and he was identified by Gentile king, Pharaoh. Now, if you and I, we had the mind of Christ, we have the Holy Spirit bring us into one with God, should we have the fruit of the Spirit? So, the fruit of the Spirit is the character of God that he expects for us to have. And be very careful, look into everyone and see which one you need to work on. And we have to give it all today to God. Are we going to do that? Okay, let's look at the list. And it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is... Okay. The punctuation of the Bible was put in there, I believe, was in the 13th to 15th century. There was no punctuation on the Greek. So, really what it says, by the fruit of the Spirit is love, period. Because love covers everything. The fruit of the Spirit is all about love. God is love. And no, notice this, but the fruit of the Spirit is making a list, or is just one? Okay. Interestingly, it mentions the fruit in singular, and of the Spirit is, and the verb is in singular too. So it's one package that only God take it all, but if we lack one, God won't take it. That's why it's singular. And it says it's love. Let's find what it is. Joy. Do we rejoice in the Lord? Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have peace today? Are you enjoying the peace of the Sabbath? Is the Sabbath the day of rest? Are you thinking on secular things? No. So, okay. So far, everybody mark one point. And another point for peace. Long suffering. What does it mean, long suffering? Long patience. It means at all times of patience. Okay. Raise your hand that you have long patience. Okay. We are all working on that. That way? We agree on that? Okay. Remember, we have to have the long patience of God to have his character. Okay. Mark that one. We're going to pray for that. Gentleness. Are you gentle? Sometimes are you rude? You're gentle. Sometimes you lose your patience and become rude. Well, we need gentleness, right? Okay? Well, some of us need to work on that. Goodness. Only God can be good. And if you have what you have God in your heart, you're good. You're good to others. Faith. Is there anybody that lack faith this morning? Oh, yes, be honest, you know. Faith increases. We need to increase every day. And faith comes by the hearing of the Word of God. So how many times we need to go to the Word of God? Every day, every evening, every time that we can. But it has to be like morning and evening sacrifice. Right? Yes. Yes. And he continues in the next verse, 23. Meekness. How many of you had the talent of meekness? Raise your hand. Meekness. What does it mean, meekness? Yes, it's equal to humbleness. And how does it show? Okay, you ask yourself a question. Have I been offended and it hurts? And if it hurts, means the self is alive. Okay? Because the old man is alive. He's the only one that feels hurt. And if you have Jesus Christ and you, Jesus get offended, not you. Okay? So, meekness. Who was the second meekest person in the Bible? Who was the first one? Because he was spitting upon, he was slapping the face, you know what? You probably will take a slap in the face, but if somebody spit on your face, it's even worse. Well, how did Jesus react? Yes, he commended to God to be merciful upon them. Because they didn't know what they were doing. So, can you do that? Well, we were to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I need your heart, your feelings. I need your character. Because without it, we cannot see God. Okay? Temperance. Temperance is self-control. It's close to meekness. Self-control. Somebody challenge you and step on your toes or press your buttons. Everybody has buttons, you know, that we are sore for previous injuries. And if somebody come and try, we get tight. Self-control. You're going to say something rude and you sip your lips. Self-control. Yes. But that choice is only come out right when is the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, in you, the hope of glory. So, against such, there is no law. Oh. So, what does it mean, is against such, there is no law? Are you under grace or under the law? Under grace, so there is no law. As long as you are under grace, the law has nothing to condemn. Because you have the mind of and character of Jesus Christ, and we just saw one by one of the character of Jesus Christ. Now, can we have the character of Jesus Christ right here, right now? Can we? Yes. The thing is that you probably ask, why is it that a day or two I lose my cool? What is it that I get impatient or my faith goes down? Because the character of Jesus Christ we had to give it maintenance. We had to give maintenance. We are saved by grace through faith. That faith always grows. And we had to come every day to Jesus. Faith comes by the hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. So important is to have a personal devotion on the morning and in the evening to maintain the character of Jesus Christ in us. covered with his righteousness. This is salvation. If somebody asks you, are you saved? Of course, we are told, say, don't say yes because it's presumption. But we know in our hearts that we are covered by Jesus' righteousness. That we talk to him in the morning and he talked to us and forgive me and he's protecting me right now. If something happened in the road and I get in an accident and I die today, I'm saved. Amen? By the grace of God. If it's broken, if that connection has to be defined because there are bad connections. Sometimes you call in the phone and the connection is bad. It has to be the right connection. The right connection. When we come to Jesus, we had to invite him to supper, to breakfast. And what are we going to breakfast with Jesus? We breakfast the bread and the wine. We eat his flesh and drink the wine. What does the wine represent in the Bible? What does the blood of Jesus does? Cleanse them from sins. How is Jesus going to cleanse my sins? After God sent the Holy Spirit to move me into awareness of sin and confess it and repent and come and he bring me to Jesus. And when Jesus had the Holy Spirit bringing me to him and confession and contrition of heart, he cleansed me. He cleansed me. So every time we talk to Jesus, include, Lord, forgive me for everything that I have offended you and God in my mind, because we sin with our thoughts, in our minds, in our words, because the words shows what is in our mind, and in our actions or our neglect. Lord, forgive me. And then we have eaten the bread and we have drinking the wine. Now, Ephesians 2:18 says, For through him we both, Gentiles and Jews, have access to one, we have access by one Spirit into the Father. Ephesians 4:4. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye called on one hope and on of your calling. That's Revelation. I forgot to put Revelation. Revelation 1:12. And they went everyone straightforward whither the Spirit was to go. They went. And they turned not when they went. I think this is in Ezekiel. I forgot to name the book here. So the four living beings, they have one mind. And when the Spirit tell them where to go, they go the same way at all times. Now, the time is gone so fast. One accord. And Philippians 2:2 says, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love of one accord of one mind. So one accord is one mind. It's the same as having that same Spirit. So I'm going to skip this one for the time and go into the next page. Very important to be of one mind. The disciples received the Holy Spirit. In Acts 2:1-4 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fulfilled, fully come, they were all with one. The disciples were in the high chamber of one accord in one place. So they were on one mind, one accord, one Spirit. But when they become of one accord, what did they do before that to become in one mind? They were in the upper room for how long? 10 days. They were making things right to become of one mind. So, today, do you expect the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain? Do you think that we need to be of one mind like the disciples? We need, like in the upper room, asking with each other, brother, is there anything that have offended you? Is there anything that I need to be to do right? Are you waiting for the Holy Spirit? Amen? That's what we need to be doing. Okay. And we know the story that the Holy Spirit came and they show like cloven tongues of fire and they spoke in other languages. And then as we go through the same experience, you become one of the 144,000 empowered to do tremendous things, no less than what the disciples did. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised that you lay hands upon the sick, they recover. You pray upon the dead, and they rise out of the dead. There is no difference. I got to finish this there. So, what does it mean to have one mind? Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. So, that's the character of God. We need to have one gospel. Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as become the gospel of Christ. That whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. We need to have the mind of Jesus Christ. In Philippians 2:5-8 says, this is said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ, who being in the form of God, that is not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So, what are we going to do? The Lord has to instruct us on how to become of one mind with him. And it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Today we have so many distractions. The world has so much entertainment that we spend more time on the entertainment of the world than into the Word of God. And I can say by personal experience, I had to ask the Lord forgiveness for it. In Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. So this is how we're going to choose our thinking. What are we going to think? What are we going to watch? What are we going to listen to? Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Mark in your Bibles Philippians 4:8. Mark him, because that's how you're going to choose how you're going to think. There is no other thinking. So we put a test. Oh, brother, I invite you to watch a movie with me. Okay, let me see if that is true, is honest, is just, is pure, is lovely. Oh, there is violence. Oh, it's not for me. Oh, there is sex. It's not for me. Sorry. It's not true. It's not for me. Oh, that really limits what we should look. Because Satan has taken our minds and we work in a cloud. How come our mind is like a cloud that we don't even know what to think? It's because of that. We need to crucify the flesh. Galatians 5, 24 and 25. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we are Christ, we have to crucify what? The flesh. And the flesh includes affections. Oh, but I like this sport person so much. I like this one on the movies. I like this one. No, we had to crucify our affections along with it. Luke 10:27, and he answered and said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself." So, is there any room to love the world?
No.
It says with everything we need to love the Lord. So, we should not leave a little bit of our heart for the world whatsoever. And it says in Zechariah 12:10, "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace." And I'm reading this text because God is giving a prophecy. And listen what the prophecy is in this text. I'm going to read it again. "And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me, whom they had pierced, and they shall mourn for him and as one mourn for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is bitterness for his firstborn." What is this prophecy about? Sister White says that people of the Jewish descendant will come and accept the truth, and they will be fighting for the truth in the forefront. It's mentioned here. God will turn their hearts, or those who are sincere, and into a spirit of, and given the spirit of grace and of supplication, because they pierced the Lord. Now, Jesus has a prayer. He said a prayer in John 17. And that prayer is still, he is still praying for us. And I only want to mention verse 11 and 22. "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. And the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one." And what was the glory that he gave us? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit also means glory in this text. Now, Apostle Paul make a call for a consecration of our mind. In 1 Corinthians 28:9, it says, it's Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 28:9. David blessed Solomon in his coronation. And he compelled him to consecrate his mind with these words: "And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations or the thoughts. If thou seekest him, he will found thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever." Now God give us a promise today. Ezekiel 11, verse 19. "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh." Apostle Paul give us an admonition. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And now, can we stand for the blessing? The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shall we kneel? Our Father that is in heaven, you saw the nodding of the head and the response of the willingness to have the character of Jesus Christ, the fruit of the Spirit. We all know that we are still working on them, but we are looking for the perfection. And Lord, take every single one here, including me, in your hands, that through your power we may be overcomers. Lord, implant the mind of Jesus Christ permanently in ours, and take the old man and put it on the cross. Don't let it come out of the grave. In Jesus' name, amen.